Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. And many blessings you bestowed upon us. We pray at this anointed and this appointed hour, thanking you for this day and thanking you for this time. We know, Heavenly Father, that we are living in unusual days and unusual time. But Heavenly Father, you have sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And so now, Heavenly Father, we open up your word that your word may be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We've hidden it in our heart that we may not sin against you. We pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would give us interpretation power, that I would do those things that would edify you and glorify the kingdom. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, as well as those of you that are watching us as we stream live on the internet. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thank you. You may be seated. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Who do you acknowledge today? I want to use for a topic this morning, trust me. Go to God first when you don't know what to do. Trust me. Go to God first when you don't know what to do. I find it unusual and difficult at times when we see how the world is transpiring in the situation that we are experiencing today. I know that it is self-evident that the things that we are embracing, the things that have been imparted upon a civilized society, and we see where we are headed in an unusual, complexing, and difficult times. I understand that the fulfillment of biblical prophecy is right in our very face. And yet there, for some reason, there seems to be a fog that is over our mind, and it is not COVID brain. It is a fog that has been perpetrated as a distinct measure to stop us from having a relationship with the Lord and to stop us having harmony and unity as a body of believers and as a people. For when we think about the United States of America, the United States of America has always been a nation that says, in God we trust. But we are looking at a nation today that is somewhat different from the nation that the world has already always looked to for direction and strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going in what God has declared according to his divine revelation that is being manifested to this generation for this particular time. For one of the things that we see in this day and in this time under the what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, is that we see prophetically the things that God is revealing to us if we just open our eyes and go to God first. Because what God is up to is greater than what you can imagine, and what God is doing is greater than what the world can see. But we who are people which are called by his name will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked way. Then will we understand what God is up to. Does anybody know what God is up to? Your life is in God's hand. And when we trust God, God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Is God in your life today? Because God is waking up people today. One of the things, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord revealed in this topic is that there is an answer before the question. You missed it. One of the things that God is revealing, that there's an answer before the question. Pastor, that seemed unusual and difficult, but God's ways are not like our ways. Neither is his thoughts like our ways. One of the things that we see in this topic is that there's already an answer before the question. Or there's an answer before the statement. For when we say go to God first, let us know that God is already in front of the question. When we say go to God first, and let us know that God is already before the question. Before you got up, God was already before you. He got you up even before you got up. That's how I know God is already before the question. So whatever question you have in your mind, God has already got the answer before you even get the question. So because God is in front of your situation, somebody ought to get this, because you got question and God already have your answer. And all you have to do is let God have his way in your life. But if you stop holding on to your own power structure, you can see what God have in store. Is there anybody holding on to something? Is there anybody holding on to a situation? But if you let loose and let God have his way, God already have the answer before your question. God is involved in our life. He's already moving on us because God knows our journey. Is there anybody who got a journey today? Is there anybody who got a story to tell what God has done in your life? You didn't think you would make it, but God says, I've got you covered because I know your journey and I know your story. And what I have discovered is within that journey in our life, it is filled with moments of joy. Anybody got joy? You should have had joy when you got up, because the scripture said we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, ye land, is there anybody who have joy? He's a great and a mighty and an eternal God. Is there anybody who can say, I've got joy? Even in the midst of my sorrow, even in the midst of my pain, even in the midst of my difficulty, I still got joy. Because this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and certainly the world can't take it away from me. Are you experiencing the joy that God has for you? Mommy and daddy knew about this joy. Grandma and grandpa knew about this joy. Now what about you? Is there anybody who can have joy and know that you are baptized, born again, full of the Holy Spirit, believer that can say, I've got joy today. I got more joy. And maybe if you don't have joy, then I dare you to touch somebody, and maybe you will get some of that joy. And maybe if you don't feel that you can receive joy, maybe you need to call upon the one who is joy. Is there anybody in the house who knows what I'm talking about? My, my. Because in this world, we will have moments of joy and challenges and uncertainties. Anybody got challenges? Anybody got any uncertainties? Am I speaking to someone this morning? Because you didn't know how you would make it. I don't know the artist, but I think he said never could have made it. Is there anybody that didn't know they could make it, but you're here? Is there anybody that didn't think they could get here, but you're here? Is there anybody that didn't understand what you're going through, but God says, I've got you covered? That's the God that we serve. Because at times in life, we will all find ourselves standing at a crossroad. Are you at the crossroad yet? Can I suggest to you, if you're not there, one day you will. But you gotta have something that will hold you even in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. You will come across a crossroad unsure of what path to take. Have you ever gotten yourself in a situation that you didn't know what to do? You didn't know what path to take. You even didn't know who to call upon. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their... Somebody's reading that Bible. I'm going to make believers out here even if I have to preach all day. Because God is in the power of his word, and in the power of his word is he moving upon a people who will hear. And if you dare to believe, the Lord can do exceedingly abundantly more.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.